So in our first class together, we worked with the technique of taking the emotion and the intensity off our thoughts, kind of, I think someone called them thought bombs. You don't have to, thought bombs is a way to look at it, but however it works for you. Just taking the charge off so that what you're seeing is just the simplicity of the thought or of the memory, of taking all the layers of considerations off of it. And when we're making decisions, it's good to be able to work with this tool so that you can say, okay, how do I find some objectivity? Let me see if there are any highly charged thoughts that we can cool down here. And then I'll be able to see what my options are and what's really going on. And then last week we did that with entire parts of our lives, our personal life, relationships, family, work, projects, however you want to slice it. And we use the tool of putting out just one symbol. We need the rose. We're going to do these two tools, kind of run right through them, and then go to our next one. But we just want to practice what we've done so far. So out in front of you, a couple feet, let one thought, you don't have to know what it is, just let it appear, of one thought that has a bit of fuzz on it, has some electrical charge that's kind of roaming around. And it's great to not know what it is in advance, because often these are thoughts that we're unconscious to, that we've put in the back of our mind. So just let that, it might look like a shape, it might look like a glowing ball, it might have a particular texture to it. And when you see it, just give it a hello, like a ping. Susan just got back from Hawaii, and dolphins use sonar. You can use sonar and just give it a ping. And it's going to activate a spark of gold right in the center. And that gold will start to spread. And as that gold spreads, it clears all of the excess, any thoughts that have kind of been piled on that original thought. So you just have this simplicity and gold. And then it may just disappear. That gold may just dissipate and disappear. If it disappears, it means that that thought is no longer useful, it's not relevant, and it just absorbed into its constituent part and went back into the raw material of the universe, which is nice. Like when you untie a knot, the knot no longer exists, you just have the string. So sometimes thoughts are really energy knots that you go, oh, okay, I'm done with that configuration, how I designed that and you just unwind it and tie it, and you're done. And then next, you would let a beautiful rose, it could be a human-sized rose, as big as you are, maybe 5 feet out in front of you. We'll do it a little bit different this week. And just let that rose just have a beautiful bloom on it. And then a stem goes all the way into the earth. Take a breath. And let that rose take on the characteristics of your life right now, your life in the moment, including everything. And what you're doing is, one, you're acknowledging that you are separate from your creation, your life, because you're looking at something you're creating. So it's right there you're saying, I'm a limitless self in the flow of the universe, and let me check the status of my creation. Let me see how that looks so that you can be creative and strategic, be discerning about what you'd like that to look like. Just notice where it is, what it looks like. And then just notice your breath in and out. And allow the earth to then flow up through the stem, kind of support the bloom on that rose. And bring that rose right into harmony with you in this moment. Like, you know, going to the chiropractor and getting an adjustment. You're letting the earth give your life an adjustment. So it's right in affinity with where you are as a creator. Your life was so yesterday. So. And so if you feel, you know, sometimes like, God, it's like I don't fit in my life anymore. It feels weird. And doing this exercise might just be the ticket. You evolve so quickly that by making these minor, and maybe not so minor, but daily adjustments, it often prevents the situation of your life is so out of whack that at a certain point you just have to blow it all up and start over. This allows you to kind of see it daily. You know, every time you do this, make adjustments, and then you can make decisions that maybe aren't as drastic, a course correction. They may still be amazing decisions, but it will just be of a different character. Great. Now, if you... We're going to do this with your business. So if you have a business or your career, I'm just going to play with this a little bit. So we did this with our whole lives. Let's let that rose disappear. It'll just dissolve. And then allow the rose to appear that represents, kind of has the characteristics of your business or your career, the work you do in the world. And it may be that you want to do it with a volunteer gig that you have, or in some other capacity, but whatever work you do in the world that you'd like to work with today. Just let that rose be there, and it can be big, be 5 or 10 feet out in front of you, and as big as you are. Use your breath. And give it a hello, give it a ping. So that that gold sparks at the center. Great. And then allow the earth, great earth, energy to flow right up through the bottom of the stem, move up through the stem and into the bloom, and make an adjustment to your business, to your work, to the work you do in the world, that particular project, so that it's right in alignment with you, with who you are in this moment now. Then you can ask the question, and you may already have the answer, but you may ask the question, what has changed? What is different now? How is this more in alignment with me? One thing I notice about everybody that seems to be a theme is before there was a tension of responsibility, of obligation. I've got to get this done. I've got to. And after the adjustment, there's no longer any friction. It was very easy, like water. But there was a creative flow between you and your work. So that it wasn't like you were fighting an expectation of what should be. And anytime you notice that, that's the perfect time to do this exercise, because you know that there is a misalignment between expectation and what your vision is. Because your vision changes. It evolves every day. Nothing worse than being held hostage by how you saw things yesterday, and that vision still saying, you must see it the same as you did yesterday. Like, no. Making this adjustment allows your creation to be keying off who you are now. And that allows you to make adjustments in your work, in your business, pretty effortlessly. Meaning you can make the decision effortlessly. There's no push or pull or angst there. And you can let that rose go. And you take a breath. And does anyone have a comment they want to share with the group? Kind of an insight. Oh my gosh, I have to tell people. I am. You're up.
So my single rose suddenly turned into a whole rose bush that had so many flowers on it that and they were falling off, like the petals were starting to fall off. And the action that I saw happening was some careful early spring pruning of it that was like I'd forgotten about the pruning that is healthy and helpful for the rose bush, and that helped the rest of the flowers to all be stronger and larger and healthier.
Excellent. Yay. Thank you. Did bush two, if you also had a lot of blooms on your stem? Anyone else had a lot of blooms? All right, you're unique, Anne.
Yeah, you're telling me.
All right, and Susan, hi.
Hi. I actually had something somewhat similar to Anne in that I was a single rose, but there was three old petals that were around the exterior that were ready to fall away. And so, again, similar to what Anne, it just showed me that there's three particular areas that I'm ready to let fall away and have be different.
Oh. Did you have insight into what those areas are?
Yes, I did.
Oh, excellent. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And any other comments or anyone else? One thing that both Anne and Susan mentioned are flowers or petals falling away. Whatever symbol you use, when we're using a rose at the moment, it's a language that you will learn to interpret, and it will deepen your ability to speak the language of energy will expand over time. So petals or roses falling away, you know, that's pretty clear what that might be, of something is done and is ready to move off the creation. When a rose blooms, you know, that something is expanding or maturing. Changing of color, that has a lot of interpretations, and it's very specific to you. All right. Okay. So we've done this part. We're going to stay in our meditation a little bit longer, then we'll split up and do an exercise. The concept for today is about your counsel, and you are one person, that is true, but as a soul, as a part of the universe, you're in the physical body and you have definite expressions that help you make decisions and give you information. So one part of you is the heart. And physiologically, the heart produces more energy than the brain. It pumps out a lot more physical energy, and it's much more central to the body than the mind, than the brain, I should say. So the heart is a physiological center, And it's also in the conscious body, in your body of consciousness, it has a role to play. It has a perspective. The other counselor is your mind. And that also has a very specific function and perspective. And then there is your intuition, which is your ability to see the landscape of activity between people and between things in the moment and out in the future, because there is no future in the world of consciousness. It's like when you are up on a hilltop and you can see to the horizon. Well, of course you can see to the horizon. You don't think about that as looking into the future. But if you were to move and begin your walk from the top of the hill to that point that you saw on the horizon, it would take you like a week. So it's exactly the same kind of thing when you're using your intuition. You're looking at the horizon, at where a particular path will lead, just like you look at a landscape and you see, well, if I follow the river, I'll end up over there by the town. If I follow this little trail over here, I'll end up at the edge of the canyon. And if I go into the forest and follow that path, I'll go to the lake. You know, no brainer. So intuition is your ability as a part of the universe to see the landscape of thought and action, to see the landscape of all of our interaction together. So you're looking at, well, if I do this, where will I end up? You're looking, you're on top of the hill, you're looking at the landscape below you and up to the horizon. Then you say, well, if I do this, where will I end up? And you'll see that. So your intuition is your baseline ability as a conscious self to look at the landscape that you're in, which is of thought and energy, of intention, and of the energetic signatures of all thought and action. So normal stuff. This is a normal part of who you are. And we tend to call that foresight or intuition. All right. So, if the heart, and the heart, its general disposition is to love everything, to do everything, to go for the adventure, go for the unknown, go for the new friend, the new project, yes, 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 yes. Let's do it all. Let's jump off the cliff. Let's go play in the garden. Let's do it all. So you might recognize when you hear from the child within or the heart, you may go, oh yeah, I know that. All right, so we've got that. Then we have the mind. The mind is essentially a processing center. Therefore, it's only historical. It processes what you give it. It processes what you give it. So if you pose it a question, it'll run that question through the information it has, which is historical. Like, well, remember the last time you did that? Nope, not that guy. Remember him? Remember Chuck from 10 years? Nope, can't do that. Well, you did it this way the last time, and that didn't work well. I don't know what you're going to do this time. I think you're going to fail. Or this is successful, do it this time. So it's always going to give you counsel based upon what you've done before and what is the least amount of risk. Because risk means change for the brain, for the mind, not for the brain, but for the mind. So you're from the mind, you're going to get counsel on don't do anything new. Analyze, analyze, analyze until you decide just not to do it. And do it the way you've done it before, or don't do it at all. So those are two basically opposing counselors. They're almost always going to give you different perspectives. All right. What we're going to do today is work with the tool of aligning them so that they are right in the flow, right in the vibrational alignment, singing the same tune as you are, so that instead of getting this, you know, passionate counsel from both that are opposing, they go back to becoming a part of you where you can see what the adventure and the enthusiasm is. You can remember what you've done before. And then you ask the question, what is in the best interest of my growth? What is in the best interest of my life? And that triggers counsel or communication from your mind and heart that are now aligned. It's a completely different experience than feeling that you have conflicting points of view within you that aren't resolvable. So this is a fairly dramatic shift, and it's a very simple one that is quite natural to experience. So what we're going to do, and before we go into our exercise, does anyone have a question or a comment before we roll? Okay. If at any time you do, push 1 on your keypad. And I'll open up your mic. Take a breath. And out in front of you, just like we did with our two roses, would you let a symbol appear? And it can just look like a heart. We're going to work with the heart first. Or it can be a rose. But just let your counselor heart show up as a symbol out in front of you. The passionate adventurer says yes to everything, sees the possibility in everything, wants to do everything. Make a note on what she looks like and send her a hello. Just say hello. Some of your hearts, you might notice, God, mine's the farthest thing from enthusiastic. It's like toast. And that's okay too. Give it a hello. And as we did with our other exercises, except we won't put a stem on the symbol unless you created a rose to represent your heart, but let the earth come up like a hand or a pedestal. Let it come up right underneath the heart and support it. So the heart is resting in the open hand of the earth. Just let the heart relax and rest. And allow the earth to draw out of the heart anything that the heart's ready to let go of. What is it done with? What does it no longer wish to be burdened with? Any anxiety. Just let the earth draw out of the heart everything that's kind of gathered up around it and in it, so that all you have left is the simple radiance of that joyful adventurer. And it could be that the personality of your heart is a little different, and so whatever you're seeing as the emerging personality of your heart is fine. Great. We'll just continue to let that be there. And then next to it, you might move it a foot or two away, off to the side. Would you let a symbol appear for your mind? Not your brain, but your mind. Give it a hello, kind of acknowledge it. And then let the earth come up like a hand or a pedestal. And I'm right underneath the mind and support it, so the mind is deeply, heavily resting on the earth. And just allow the earth to draw out any chaos, any old stuff, anything that is burdening the mind in any way. And next, would you let the heart and the mind greet each other, say hello to each other? Great. And then right between the heart and the mind, would you can put an image of yourself out there, the little energy replica of you, or you can use the symbol of a rose, either way. And just let that image of you be radiating in gold, just your excellent self. And invite the heart and the mind to find their place within that image of you and to click right into alignment. So they're right there, really becoming you rather than being a separate thing that you're arguing with. Just let it be right there, hooked into place. And during the day, you may, as you make your decisions or consider what decisions you'd like to make, that you'll get the enthusiastic. You go, oh, here's that heart aspect of me that is always going for adventure and wants to just see the possibility in everything. Okay, what does she have to say? Where is she at? What potential does she see here? And then you might be aware of the mind kind of crunching the numbers, crunching the risk. Okay. I know what the potential is. I know what the risks are. Now, what serves my growth? What is it I'm going for? So the heart and the mind are your advisors, your counselors. They're not the decision makers. They're aspects of you you're getting communication from. These are aspects of you so that the essential you can make a decision based upon your growth and your path. Just let that gold image of you, it can dissolve or it can kind of zip right into your body. You want it just to be drawn right in. Yeah. And is there a decision that is on your plate to make within any part of your life? Can you think of a decision that you know you need to make that you've been grappling with? And in this exercise with each other, let's see, there'll be one group of two and one group of three. And we'll go quickly through this, but we'll have enough time. Is for each person to, and if you don't wish to share the nature of your decision, you don't have to, but you can share kind of the insight you got from the heart, the insight you got from the mind, and then what you see is the best way forward based on, the goals for your life and your growth. So any impressions or insights to get around that, go ahead and listen to what the other women have to say. Just going through the process of recognizing, oh, this is the counsel I'm getting about the adventure and the potential. And here's the counsel I'm getting on the risk. Great. Now, how does it serve? That's good to know. And then, given that, what's the best decision for my growth and what I wish to do? We'll go ahead and create groups. Let me see here. All right. So we have Patty and Victoria are in one group. And then Lynn, Susan, and Anne are in the other group. So Lynn, Susan, and Anne, you may move through yours a little quicker. We'll have a couple minutes apiece. Great. And please press 1 if you're clear on what we're doing in this exercise, just so I know. All right, we're going to bring everybody back in. 3. 2, 1. All right. Thank you for participating in that exercise. And does anyone have something they'd like to share? either an insight they got by listening to their partner or something they'd like to share with the group that happened with them. And just push one on your keypad and I'll open your mic. Or if you have a question too. You may not have gotten to the point of looking at a decision. It may have been absolutely more than enough to notice the relationship between the heart and the mind and also the condition. And by doing this exercise, it's a great restorative process for your heart and mind. And I would recommend having this be part of your meditation and to do this regularly is just lovely. Does anyone have a comment about what their head and heart look like and what they were surprised to find and any shifts in any shifts they want to share? Yeah. Susan, hi.
Hi. The thing that I thought was really interesting is when I brought the symbols into myself, rather than the mind going to the head and the heart going to the chest, they both came into all of me, my whole body and my energy field. And so that just felt really, really wonderful to have them both be part of all of me and not kind of separated in their own place or space.
That's wonderful. And they aren't separate. They are part of all of us.
Right.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be an answer for others too. Does anyone else have a comment? Anne, hi.
Hi. Just so briefly, I experienced a lot of emotion about realizing that my heart and my head have very different sort of senses of self-confidence and getting them really connected together really help them to kind of understand each other better. But what Susan just shared, I had a similar experience at the very end when you had us visualize that person, that golden person being brought back into ourselves. I involuntarily took a huge breath in, like the beginning of a yawn, but it was like I was breathing that the energy of all of what had just transpired all together into me, and I just instantly felt taller and stronger and more confident. It was really amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Awesome. Yeah, it's a remarkable healing. Who knew? All right. I'm going to open up everyone's mic. I'd like